The following broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Welcome to Bulgarian Split Talk. I am your macro guru, and my mission is to help you grow at any point in your life using digital tools and techniques to get you 1% better than yesterday. It's taking me away from here, but I'm alright, welcome back to episode 5. Today we're actually going to be talking about something a little bit interesting, not really discussing any fitness this time or any kind of mental things. We're actually going to be discussing more so just trying to set up for your day. So just one reminder right before we get into things, I'm in no way a life coach, healthcare professional, or anything along those lines. I don't really say that to just, I need to just remind you guys. These are all just my experiences, and I'm kind of living day by day off of these practices, and this is what benefits me. So I just wanted to share that with the world. All right. So today we're going to be just talking about three things in planning. One is going to be just the benefits of it. Two is going to be the effectiveness of it. And three is going to be how to plan in different areas of your life, just simply put. So let's go ahead and start off with that. How do you really plan in different areas of your life? So the basic answer is just going to be plan your day out with work, plan your day out when you wake up, what's your morning routine, stuff like that, right? But there are some things that just you can't plan, right? I mean, you'll get the information, but you may just not want to plan at that moment what it is, because it just feels so light that you feel like you'll remember it. Like, you think that you're going to remember something in the long term, but sometimes you just forget. Like, for example, I don't know, say you're a parent, and you know that it's a Wednesday afternoon, you know, your kids have soccer practice, and you got to pick them up by 2 o'clock to get them to practice by 3:15. Got caught up in work, got to do X, Y, and Z. It's normal, and then all of a sudden, you're late for soccer practice. Now, the reason you didn't plan it was because you create your kid's schedule. You know your kid's schedule like the back of your hand, right? But it's not really about how much you know how to plan the schedule, right? It's more so on what is on your plate. So when you're going to be planning for different areas of your life, I want you to kind of think of it more so as sectioning everything off and organizing it. It's not really because you'll forget. I mean, that could be a reason, but I know most of you would probably know what your priorities are and are good at prioritizing those and then getting everything else done. But, you know, we're all human. We'll forget. So when you're going to be looking at planning for different areas of your life, it's more so in the sense of what you have to do day to day. Now, this helps a lot just because, well, not only one reason, but it's really good for organization, one. Two, it really helps you remember what you have to do if you write something down. And three, it like really just helps with your overall, it feels like, I don't know how to describe it. It just feels like you're more on top of things. Like, you're more connected with what you have to do, and you're not really kind of just around like, oh, that's right, I have to do this now. Or, oh, that's right, I have to finish this exam. Oh, that's right, I actually have to go and help my friend do this. Like, just constantly being hit with surprises makes you unsure of, well, me personally, makes me unsure of what I should be prioritizing and what I shouldn't be. So something like writing it down actually helps for me a lot. For example, I tend to write down my whole morning routine going into my first classes of the day almost every day. And that's just because I'm trying to be prepared for the day. But sometimes, you know, I screw up. I'll forget a day here. I'll forget a few days here. Like, it's normal. It's natural. But you're really just trying to, you're not really trying to chase perfection. You're trying to chase consistency. So that's what I would say about trying to plan for different areas of your life, don't really try and plan everything out. Prioritize two or three things that you know you would need, that not that you know you would need, but that you know are important to you. Prioritize those things and just trying to write out consistently what you're doing for those things. It's all about consistency when it comes to planning, because then you'll start to see improvements in things like even your mental health, just because you know exactly what's going on. You know, sometimes the things that hold us back are kind of the unknown and this weird confusion of, well, I don't know what I have to do next, or I don't know what else I can do. So just really just when you're just overall thing before we get into the next two things, just focus on controlling the controllables. That's going to be the best thing for you when you're starting to plan things out. So when you wake up, when you eat, when you go to bed, start there. Like, put yourself on a cycle. You know what I mean? All right. So going into the next thing, we're going to be, like I said, just talking about the effectiveness of planning. So I kind of just listed a few things off, but it's really just kind of just hammering it in real quick. It's really just about your actions and just knowing that if you write something down, look at it this way. This is how I look at it. If I write something down in my daily reminder book that I have and my stuff like that, I will get it done. And if I can't get it done, I have to push that directly to the next day, aka as soon as possible. So if you look at it that way and you try and prioritize it and make it a number one thing for the next day, you'll find that even if you are just out of time, because some people, you know, it's just one of those days that you're just super busy and you can just run out of time. And in no way is that a bad thing. In no way should you be feeling like, well, I screwed up today because I didn't finish those last two things that I wrote out. That shouldn't matter. If you missed one or two things that one day, go ahead and write them for the next day. And those are the first two things you're doing the next day when you start off. Just make sure that everything is getting as much of an equal priority as possible in cycles. So what I mean by that is, if you're prioritizing your nutrition, for example, because this is the easiest way for me to explain things for some reason. If you're prioritizing your nutrition, you should be checking in with yourself 2 to 3 times a week. Like, hey, have I been getting my proper nutrients the last 2 days? No? Okay, what do I need to switch? Maybe let's not go get some pizza today. Or, I really don't need that burger. You know what I mean? Like, you got to just check in with yourself and be honest with yourself. It's just this weird planning just helps you reflect so well. And the more you reflect, the more you'll notice your own cadences, the more you'll learn about yourself, and the more you'll see points that you can improve. So just constantly writing out what you have to do in itself is going to help you just overall just be a better version of yourself. And that's great. But it's not like it's the say all do all. There are plenty of people that don't really have an exact thing, kind of how I was just saying I do. Like, they don't plan out like their what they do in the morning, what they have to do by noon, what they have to do by 3 o'clock. They need to be done with this by this time. Like, not a lot of people do that. I do it because it works for me. You just got to test it out. You got to really be trying to experiment with this type of stuff. And it's going to take a lot of time. And it's going to be really hard for you to get into a cycle. But as long as you just keep the mindset of approaching planning with, today I will be 1% better than yesterday, that 1% better, like, mindset, that I talk about. Like, if that's how you approach it, then you will find success. And it's going to be a slow burn, but that's better than a quick flame. So, all right. I know I just threw a lot at you, and that's a good amount to digest. So just kind of take a breath, take it with a grain of salt, of course. Don't do anything I say or do, you know, it's not really like you have to do anything, really. Everyone has free will. Anyways, I just really want to reiterate that planning something is so just important to just keeping yourself steady, keeping yourself consistent, and just overall working. The more you plan, the better you prepared you are for your day, of course, right? That's just the number one thing, right? Like, you want to be as prepared for the day as possible so you can just show up. That's really what it's about. It's about being able to show up every day. And this is really hard for me to really do. Like, it's hard for me to show up every day, but I try my best and I really work towards it. So I'm not saying you guys have to be perfect. Like I said, just being consistent is probably the best thing you can do. And it's a lot harder than I make it sound, but it's rewarding. I mean, trust me, you'll see the results, and it's a very rewarding process to see that you're a lot more confident in the decisions you make. You're a lot more comfortable with saying no, just because you got to be strict to what you set up for yourself. You got to be strict to what you plan for yourself. And you can carry this throughout anything. Like, you can really carry this into fitness. Like, sticking to what you want to do, whether it's calisthenics, powerlifting or bodybuilding, or just trying to stay consistent. Maybe even you're an athlete like me, and all you're trying to do is just stay consistent and on par for season. It's great to plan it out. It's great to set little goals for yourself. I mean, it's a real treat, I'm not going to lie, to set a goal for yourself and then reach it. And then when you don't reach it, it's even better, because since you planned it out to reach it, just stick with me here. If you plan something out and you don't reach that goal, you have a whole plan now that you can look back on and see where you messed up on. It's easier to take those step backs and find the root of the issue. So the more you plan, the more you set things up, the easier it is to find the issue and to fix it. You're just problem solving at that point. So you can literally use it in any way, shape, or form. It's really great. I mean, I don't know how else to say it other than it's really great. And I just feel like you guys could just really, even if you are just good at planning out, know your school schedule, try just planning your day. Screw it. See how it is. And see how, like, you feel so much more in control with everything. And that's probably the main reason I do it, just because I feel like I don't really have control on a lot of things. Just try and control the controllables, you know? That's all it's really about. You're prioritizing the controllables. So you are no longer focusing on the things you can't control, which is actually really good for my mindset and helps me keep going a lot. It really helps, actually. And that's the reason I honestly really wanted to share this thing with you guys and just kind of explain to you guys how I do it. Yeah, that's pretty much it for today's podcast. I don't really know what else to talk about. I really appreciate you guys listening, like I said. And if you guys are still here, thank you. Huge shout out to you. And I'll catch you guys later. Alrighty. Peace.